You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Imagine living in the same home for 30, 40, 50 years. It's time to make a change. You're excited about going to a senior community where you know you're going to have better socialization. It's going to be fun. You're going to eat well. But it's still a little scary. How can you, as an adult child or a friend of a senior making this transition, make it easy for them? What can you do? Well, today's special guests, Renee Letito and Sherry Clark, they've worked for American House for a long time. They have great insight to this. They're going to tell us the things we need to know to make this a great transition for the person you love in your life. Welcome to Baby Boomer University. Hi, this is Rich Sparks, Senior Real Estate Specialist of Keller Williams Realty, and welcome to Baby Boomer University. Class is in session.
I love it.
Well, welcome, Renee, Sherry. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Is your earmuff turned inside out?
It could be. I can hear.
Can you hear better?
Yes.
I think that one might be too.
No, I thought I heard really well from one.
All right. So that's always an exciting way to start, right?
That's always interesting.
Well, and I've known Renee for several years, and she's been with American House, and I recently met Sherry a couple of months back. And I love your guys' community right off the bat. But tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I have been with American House for over 20 years. I've always worked with seniors. I love seniors, and there's no other place to work if you love seniors is American House.
I started in skilled nursing, and as the years progressed, went into senior communities and joined the American House team about a year and a half ago, and it's been a wonderful adventure thus far.
Excellent, excellent. Well, today's topic, as you know, is, and we help a lot of folks, you help a lot of folks, but just like the intro said, transitioning from that long-term home into a senior community sometimes can be a little challenging for folks. Not only the people actually making that transition, but the adult children or other caregivers in their life. So that's our topic today. So we're going to start off a little bit about, tell me some of the emotional traps you've seen people fall into when they're trying to make this transition.
Well, Rich, it's so hard. It's emotionally, especially for the daughters. You know, the daughters have a hard time letting go. They don't want to let go of their home, their memories in the home. You know, that's what we found is very difficult for not only the potential resident, but the families as well to let go. They think they're losing something.
Sure, sure.
So that's...
You know, it's funny you say that too, because I always tell this, and we work primarily with that 50 plus, but the two times when we often have to do separate closings, meaning having the sellers in one room and the buyers in another room, is one during divorces. And secondly, during that type of sale where there's multiple adult children involved and they're so emotional about it that they feel their memories are wrapped up in this building versus in their experience of life. And you say you think it's more so the daughters. Has that been your experience also?
Or? I think it goes across the board, sons too. I think that people throw the emotion of guilt in, and they tie the guilt to the home and to the things instead of looking at it as a new start for mom or dad. And in my mind, it's always safety first, and then let's provide the happiness too. But just getting them in an environment where they can thrive and start to have something to look forward to on a daily basis. And a lot of people are in their home and they're there alone. And to sit alone day in and day out, even if your kids are checking on you, it's the guilt. It's the residents prior to coming in too, where they're afraid. They're afraid of change. We're all creatures of habit. We're afraid of what the next chapter will bring. And once we get there, that they'll come and they'll say to me, why didn't I do this a year ago? And I say, I don't know why you didn't do it a year ago, you know?
Well, I've often said that, you know, I would like to move in, but you won't let me. I'm not old enough yet.
I'll take you in a couple years, Rich.
Oh, thanks. But you know what's funny? We'll touch on that a little bit, on the guilt. Go into that a little bit more and talk a little bit about some strategies. But and that adult children guilt thing is pretty huge. You know, they feel like, why can't I do it all? Why can't I? Because we live in the sandwich generation, right? Mm-hmm. You got the baby boomers, you got Gen X that's not only still raising kids, but you got mom and dad, mom and or dad, and they want to be the caregivers for them. But going back to that safety aspect, there's no way you can be at their house 24/7.
No.
Right?
Not at all.
So when they move into a community such as yours, what type of systems are in place? Because it's not like you have cameras in their room watching them, right?
No.
Even though I'm sure the Fox Broadcasting Company would probably air that. But what kind of systems do you have in place to ensure that?
Well, even before somebody moves in, mm-hmm. we encourage them to visit. We encourage them, you know, to tour, to have lunch, to come to a few activities. So before they even move in, they're going to feel comfortable living there. They're going to meet some new friends. It's very difficult for seniors to meet new friends. A lot of times their friends have passed or they're in different situations that they can't get together as often. And this way they get to meet new friends before they even move in. And that makes that transition easier.
Oh, for sure. For sure. If there's even something as simple as making sure they're aware of, from their apartment, best route to the dining hall.
Absolutely. We always have a new resident orientation, as you would call it.
And how does that go? What normally happens there?
When we do have somebody that moves in, you know, our staff and other residents, because our other residents are helping too, because you have to remember, they all came from the same place.
Right.
They have all experienced being the new kid on the block. So they help as well. And it's nice because you have a community. You have a family feeling. So we try to help each other as much as we can. We always try to encourage activities, come down and show them how to get to those activities. Show them how to get to the dining room so they don't feel like the new person.
Excellent. Excellent. Anything you want to add?
I could add a whole bunch of things and probably go on longer than I should. I think that the systems are placed when somebody moves in are important as far as the coming prior to moving in and getting to feel comfortable with the building. But then there, and I agree with Renee, there are residents that they want to help. They remember what it felt like to be the new person. A lot of times a lifestyle enrichment director is a big piece of the puzzle because that's more or less the cheerleader of the building. So this is the person that's helping gather residents and getting activities going and really helping that person feel comfortable and like they're transitioning and making them feel a part of things, introducing them to other residents that might have the same interests in hobbies and in a craft class or anything of that nature. So that's a big piece of it too. And she will sit down and spend the time with them when they come in to find out what are the things that they would prefer to do. Is this somebody that wants to do activities hands-on, or is this somebody that's a little more private where maybe they don't want to participate in a lot of things, but they would like to belong to, you know, just the knitting club? So I think just having that personalized element where we're all trying to get to know this person because everybody's got different likes and dislikes and seeing where they're going to have the most fun and feel the most comfortable.
Well, and that adds into just general health too. I mean, I always tell adult children, here's the things we worry about, right? One, are they getting proper nutrition? And we'll tell them, and people have heard this before, I'll have adult children snap photos of the fridge, and when they come back a week later, look at their phone, look at the fridge. Has anything changed?
Yeah.
So proper nutrition, and you guys—
Which we provide.
Absolutely.
Three delicious meals a day.
Yeah, which is great, and you can invite me over anytime.
And you've been there a couple times.
I have. I absolutely have. And the second thing is the property safe?
Yes.
Because as we get older, you know, obviously, a trip and fall, and that's the part that always breaks my heart, is we'll have folks that we're working with, And they postpone, they postpone, they postpone until dad and or mom falls, breaks a hip, and is in the kitchen for 2 days. You know, we've had that happen. Now they're now looking for the best place where mom or dad can really just blossom. Because at the end of the day, we're living longer. We want to be happy, right? And we want to have fun.
Absolutely. And there's so many opportunities. And that's what people don't realize. Yep. You're not putting your parent away. You are giving them a quality lifestyle, you know, where you can still play cards. You can still have happy hour. You can still have entertainment.
You guys have horse races at some of them.
We have horse racing. Yes, yes. That was that was a fun event.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And going back to, because we want to dispel how do we make this transition, and we're kind of starting off with the kids and feeling guilty. But if you could say, okay, I'm going to increase my mom and or dad's life expectancy because the top things, proper nutrition, taking your meds on time, physical activity is huge. And the one that's overlooked so much is socialization. It is a huge, huge issue. And we've worked with way too many people where the kids are doing the best they can. They're cooking dinner, maybe dropping it off, coming by once a week. But that's just not enough socialization.
And it's different when it's your child and not a peer mm-hmm. or a friend, somebody your own age that has shared those experiences.
And that hasn't heard all of your stories yet. So
yes,
they're still interested.
All new.
Right?
Yes. But it's so different when you can, like you and I, we talk differently than we would our children.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it gives our residents a chance to make new friends and to make new memories.
You kind of hit a nail on the head, which gets me thinking about many, many scenarios that have happened. And it is a circle. It starts with not eating properly, maybe not taking your medications properly, mm-hmm. not having enough hydration, not having socialization. So these, and then sitting in a chair watching television. We all love television, but and I'm just using it as an example. But then getting a little weaker, taking a fall, going into a rehabilitation center, getting strong, then either the family scrambling to find somewhere because they've been putting off this move for various reasons, or putting the person back at home where they think, okay, mom or dad, Uncle Joe, whoever it is strong again now. We're going to bring them back home after this 20-day stay in rehab. And they do so, and then the circle starts again because that person starts not getting up and exercising, not eating right again. It just starts the circle all over mm-hmm. again instead of when it is at that time, taking the time to go and look and see what's out there and finding the right fit for that person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And Harvard University did an 80-year study. It's the longest study on human beings. And basically, they tracked what these people ate, what meds they took, vitamins, the whole nine yards. And they started off with kids that were about 19 going up for 80 years. And what they found is the longevity of life was based on socialization. It wasn't as much on the food intake and things of that nature. And this is an ongoing study going on. But that's something that a lot of communities can offer. I mean, you guys bring in things, you know, because what's part of life? Shared experiences, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's how people stay together, shared experiences. You know, it's always, I've found it weird when people take, you know, vacation separate from a spouse. I mean, God bless them, but, you know, the best part about is my wife and I talking about those shared experiences a year later. So you bring in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
We just did that.
Which was last week.
Yeah, we just did that.
See, I knew that.
We just did that.
Which was fabulous.
So all these residents now have a shared experience, which helps with the bonding, helps with the socialization. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And they look forward to it prior to the event, and they talk about it after the event. It's something where they literally get dressed up and they're excited, and it's good to see people excited.
So what do you think over the course of time, what was the best event you brought in?
Oh, we have so many wonderful events.
Come on. There was one that you just went, whoa, they really love that.
There's so many. I mean, just this month alone, we've had a Valentine's party that was out of this world. We had this fantastic singer and fabulous desserts. And, you know, that was on Valentine's Day. We just had the DSO. We had a three members of the DSO that came and performed in their own living room. It was fabulous.
But there are things that are even just on regular weekly basis where
right.
they'll have entertainment come in the evening, and you'll see the residents go down and they'll have their dinner. And then a little while later, it's something again that everybody looks forward to and they talk about, and they come down for that singer or for that band at 6:30 in the evening and they enjoy that. Or, you know, wine and cheese and entertainment on Sunday afternoon. That's something that they all enjoy. I don't know if there's anything that's sticks out in my head as the best, because they're all good.
They're all good, because even the other night we were there a little later than and normal, and they were playing cards, and there was two tables playing euchre, and they were having so much fun, and it was just a spur of the moment. They wouldn't have that if they were home. They couldn't get seven more of their friends to play euchre, and
they got together
and played euchre, and they were laughing. And
you'd be surprised. We'll do educational pieces, too. We just mm-hmm. did a safety event where we had some speakers come in, and the dining room was full. They look forward to things that are educational also. So
I'm going to read one of your reviews.
Okay.
Dun, great. Dun, dun. I am / was a resident of the facility. Not sure if they were there or not, but that's okay. We are living at the American House in Roseville. It's a very well-managed and friendly place to live. It has very nice accommodations. They have three meals a day, and they have lots of activities. The room are very nice and very clean. Our apartment-style room was freshly painted and given new carpeting before we moved in. There are several American houses in the area that are very popular. The staff is marvelous, and the residents are very friendly. So, great review. But one thing I want to put on, and this is going to help with the adult child getting rid of the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was a resident of this facility. Guys, this is not a facility. This is a resort community.
It is.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And if people can just, words are so important. So an adult child, if you were saying, I'm helping mom and dad go to a resort community.
Yes.
Versus a facility, wouldn't that lower that whole guilt type
yes.
gig?
Well, and you're not putting them away.
Right,
you're
right.
giving them a quality lifestyle that they couldn't have at home or...
That you'd probably like to have.
Yes. Absolutely. I would. I know when they were playing euchre, I so wanted to sit down and play euchre. It was wonderful.
I had a client. It was kind of funny you bring up euchre. So... The situation was, and she actually ended up going to American House Troy, I believe it was. But I watched her kind of digress over time, and she kept calling me back. And, well, Rich, can you explain how this is going to go again? And I'd explain it to her. And finally, I got the adult children involved because we did have some conflicts mm-hmm. there. She made the transition. Now, it was one of those things when she called me, it could be... 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half conversation. And I had some paperwork after her closing that I wanted to go file in the county for because I didn't want her family to have to deal with it. But it was one of those days I was crazy busy. Oh, my gosh. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll be smart. I'll meet her down in the community room. That'll cut this visit from an hour, hour and a half down to 30, 40 minutes, right? And I go walking in, and I called her, and she knew I was coming. She comes bebopping in. She's all decked out. She's got her hair done. She's got this like little 70s skater beaner, you know, hat on with all these little buttons on it. And she's like, honey, I only got 5 minutes. I'm going to a euchre party. What do you need?
She sounds adorable.
Night and day. Night and day. And that's the part that, I mean, that's one of the reasons I specialize in this. I love this part.
It's wonderful.
And
that's why you're so good at it.
Oh, well, you're sweet. I'd ring the bell if people think we're done. But that's the part that people, so right off the bat, adult children, this is the best thing you can do to help your parents make this transition. And if you feel guilty about this transition, you're going to, whether you mean to or not, give that uneasiness, that bad feeling over to your parents, and you're going to make this transition more difficult. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So let's give them. Don't be guilty. That's simple. Go visit. Get to know the place. That's going to help with that transition. And once you see it, you should not feel the least bit guilty. Right?
You're right. And we have so many different American House locations and different products.
Oh, yeah.
So come visit. Come visit each one and see which one fits for your parent.
I think you could probably go a month and never pay for a lunch.
You probably could.
Yeah, set it up. Could. Just visit. I'll stop by for lunch. Now you guys will get a ton of people just calling for lunches. So what are some of the other emotional traps that you've witnessed families going through when they're making this transition? Where you just look back in your heart of hearts, you're going, wow, this was just so unnecessary. It shouldn't be this way.
Afraid of the downsizing element altogether. A lot of people come from a larger home. Maybe it was the family home, 4 or 5 bedroom home, and they are afraid of the downsizing of the transition. What will we do with all of these things?
Go ahead, Renee.
It really is.
Trust me. You know, I do a lot of downsizing seminars.
Yes. And,
excuse me. Getting people, because we're so, come on, finish this sentence. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Right. That commercial has not been aired for like 20 years. Yeah. But yet they own a piece of your mind. And that's what our whole seminar is based on is, look, it's not so much an emotional response or a precious memory, but it really is a lot to do with you've been trained from birth to be a consumer. And why are we letting this stuff hold us back from happiness? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't that be the number one goal, just to be happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renee looks happy over here.
Renee is always happy.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love the company that I work for. It's an incredible experience. I mean, every day is a new day. And when we can change a person's life for the good, it's the best feeling
Absolutely.
In the world.
It sure is.
We'll set up a date and I'll do a downsizing seminar at your location.
Okay.
And we'll get folks in because that's a big thing. It really is.
And I think a lot of times people are afraid because of what they used to be. You know, what these type of facilities were 30 years ago, and that's what they remember. This is not a nursing home. This is not.
This is not One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
It is never. Right. No. It's so different than what it was 30 years ago.
Right. And on that same token, though, as an adult child, you do need to be involved. You do need to go visit places because not all places around the country are like that.
Right.
You know? There are some places, and it tends to be on the lower end cost-wise, that you really have to take a look at. But your guys' communities, America House as a whole, everyone I've been to, and I've been to a ton of them, it's more of a resort community, in my opinion.
Yes.
Right? All right. So some of the triggers, we talked a little bit about just getting familiarized with the location. How to get to the dining hall.
Hot spots.
Mm-hmm. Hot spots.
Yeah, the hot spots of the day.
Go ahead. The hot spots of the day. Where are they hanging out?
The hot spots of the day. They're hanging out in the coffee lounges and the bistros and the game rooms. And we have amazing things for our building. We have putting greens and
woodworking shops,
gift shops.
Yeah.
So they
we can go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Our building.
Yeah, the hot spots. And the amazing thing is, some of the time the adult children they'll call and they'll say, you know, has anybody seen my mom today? I was coming over to visit. Well, yeah, your mom's down. You know, she's making a craft or she's doing something. And I think that the families end up surprised that mom's not sitting in the apartment. And it almost like mom finds that independence again and is out doing things.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And one of the cool things, a little side note here, and then we'll get back to it. But I love your building. Tell us a little bit about where your woodwork came from, because you guys have awesome, so rich, beautiful woodwork throughout the building.
Nobody has been to our building, please come by. It's such a unique building. It is
Known as the castle.
It is the castle.
That's what people call it. They call it the castle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have so many different things. It was actually a family in Grosse Pointe that first built it. It was for it was a Belgian community.
Mm-hmm.
And they designed the building to look like the Belgian castles.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's incredible.
And the woodwork is from the Dodge Mansion,
yes,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So some of the banisters and some of the wood and the doors, some of the doors are absolutely incredible. So come visit. We're always there.
You don't mind people calling, stopping by.
Not at all.
And your sanctuary for your church, because you have church services.
Yes, we do.
Your sanctuary is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's probably one of the nicest chapels I've been to.
I would agree.
I agree as well.
Between the stained glass and it's incredible. It feels like you're in church.
Very cool. So we're going to recap a little bit here. So to help people with this transition, one of the things is help them know where things are at. Mm-hmm. You have to have a positive attitude if you're the adult child, right?
Because
we convey that enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
All right.
And do it together. You know, make this decision together. It's so hard being because I am one of those sandwich generations. I still have, you know, kids and my parents and it's hard, but make the decisions together. You know, see where you're going to be happy. Come visit us.
Right.
We pride ourselves on being an incredible team and you become family. It's not a job. It's your family.
Well, to be in your industry as a whole, you have to have a love for what you do.
Oh, yes. You do. Because it sometimes can be a difficult job. Yeah. But the company they work for, American House, is unbelievable. They're the best place that I've ever seen for senior housing.
The support, whether it's something that you want to do for the residents or trying to make something happen in a positive light for one resident. The support that we have through the company is wonderful.
Now, and it's segueing off a little bit. So what we're seeing a lot now, tons of communities popping up all over.
Yes.
Okay. And one of the things, and I'm not knocking them, but a lot of these communities do not have a background in senior care.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at how long American House has been around.
Right.
You know, it's they know what they're doing. They've tried and true.
40 years.
Yeah.
40 years.
And we have over 50 locations, so they're doing something right.
Absolutely.
And you've been there 20 years?
Yeah.
So you started when you were
a little over.
10?
So we yes.
That's
it.
She was seven.
7 years old. Awesome.
No, awesome. Rich, I can actually listen to your podcast for real.
But, you know, seriously, that is something that people, when they're making this decision, that they have to consider, I think. And just being in this industry, you know, I don't work for a community. And you know how I work. I'm very particular on who I do work with and
Absolutely.
Refer to. And I do refer to American House because of that longevity.
Yes.
And the systems are in place. And I would urge folks that the bright, new, and shiny is great, but it does get dull. And you really have to look at, okay, what kind of history do they have in this? You know, because it's not – we're not making condos. We're not making apartment buildings, you know. And have you been seeing that? Because, I mean, they're popping up everywhere.
They're popping up
everywhere.
Oh, my everywhere.
Gosh.
They're popping up. But right. Remember, on our campus, we do have the villas and we do have
and we'll
our memory
talk about
care
those.
As well.
We'll talk about – because there are some really cool things about that. And the villas are gorgeous, by the way. And not saying that American House is old. I'm just saying right now you just see this ton. Like everywhere you turn around,
right.
It's either a bank, a CVS, or a new senior community.
Right,
you're right.
And then you look at who owns the senior community and, oh, they own, you know, 5 used car lots. Great. How did they segue into this? I got to wonder, you
right.
know? So where the longevity and having the programs and having the staff. I mean, having staff, oh, my gosh. What's the average length of time your staff has stayed with you, do you think?
I think we've got some longevity across the board.
Across the board and in every department. I mean, our staff is incredible. You know, my housekeeping supervisor has been there over 8 years. And my so cook has been
real
there
high
over,
retention.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And their cook's very good, by the way.
The residents have choices.
Am I getting a taste test or be the judge at the chili contest
we'll
this year?
Yes, chili cook-off is coming out.
I was the judge 1 year. They never called me back. I don't know what happened there. I'm kind of curious.
March 28th.
All right. Nope. I'll just be getting back from San Diego, so it'll be good. But yeah, even stuff like that, the chili cook-off, a great event.
Right. And we have a lot of community events for that reason, you know, so they can still be part of the community. You know, we were very lucky to have our mayor. We were very lucky to have our police chief doing education speeches. So we love to have community events, and we have the space.
Oh yeah, for sure. And we've had the Boy Scouts there singing multiple times.
Yes.
And part of that too is, okay, so you got all these cool things, but they're not isolated.
No. Mm-mm. And that's something interesting, too. If you look, you'll see people coming to the events, and they'll come with their families, like the craft show. They'll come to the craft show. They'll come to the chili cook-off. They'll come to these different things and get very familiar with the building for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And when they make that decision, then, and they become a resident, they're very comfortable. They've been coming to things. They've got to know some of the staff. They've seen, you know, some of the residents are made relationships. So it does make it a lot easier.
That's so you guys got to get closer to your mics.
We will.
Okay.
They won't bite, I swear.
I'm used to talking about
it. I don't
want
to get lipstick on it.
I don't either. So a lot of this, and you're again going back, you think about all the things you can gain through making this type of transition. What would be like your best tip for an adult child to just breach the subject? I mean, we're working with someone right now that we had them over into your community and some other communities, and this is a incredible young man who's working with his grandfather. His father's already passed, but it's just this inch-by-inch process, and he's feeling very frustrated. He's like, Rich, I know this would be great for him. I want to make this happen, and I just don't know how to address it because I can't force him, you know?
Well,
have the person involved with it. Have, bring the person, the mom or dad, with you to the buildings when you're touring. Let them see the units. Let them see some activities or partake in an activity and get to have some of the actual experiences, but keep them as a part of it instead of just making the decision and not letting them have a voice in the decision of where they're going to move into.
And don't wait too long.
Oh, totally agree.
It's so sad when somebody has been around and they have been touring and all of a sudden, you know, their needs now have exceeded what we could provide for them, where they could have such a quality lifestyle before that.
And you can avoid, oh my gosh, we've had so many clients like that where they've just waited until, and seriously, I've had multiple clients that all of a sudden I get the call. Yeah, dad fell down, broke his hip.
Right.
Laid in the kitchen. Luckily, dad, very heavily involved in the church, he fell Tuesday morning, missed church service Wednesday night. People were worried about that because he never missed church service. Showed up Thursday morning. He had been laying in the floor since Tuesday morning. And at that point, unfortunately, his health declined. To the point, and I know there was no malice intent by any of the adult children involved, but I truly believe that whole situation could have been avoided, and his quality of life, he actually just recently passed, maybe about 6 months ago, but that whole quality of life could have been better if a transition would have happened sooner.
Well, and it's the fear of the unknown. What's going to happen?
Oh,
wonder if they don't like it. Wonder if so that's why come visit. Come see us. Come meet us. We're a lot of fun.
I agree.
Surprisingly, too, I think sometimes people are afraid maybe of what the cost is going to be. Is it going to be something that's going to be out of their reach instead of really checking it out and seeing that it is affordable when you consider the things that the residents are getting when they move into a community as far as the meals and the housekeeping and all of these things. When you add it up and you're not having someone cut the lawn anymore and do the maintenance on the home, it's surprisingly affordable where it falls into many people's budgets that didn't think it was going to.
Right. And I would agree with you. It's something definitely to look at, set down. And when you think about that budget, you got to think, I'm not paying DTA. I'm not paying consumers. Mm-hmm. You know, I think at your guys' community, the only thing they pay for is cable.
And telephone.
And telephone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to get rid of telephone. But that's just me. So one of the things I suggested to him, after, because he's been going on several events at I think he visited the Veterans Day at your place, and one of the things I suggested to him was just basic negotiation skills from FBI Corps, you know, things I read and stuff. Seriously, but it's easy to get people to say no. We have a natural resistance to the yes word because now we're making a commitment. Mm-hmm. So we talked about him changing his questions to his grandfather. And so instead of saying, hey, did you have fun at American's house, da-da-da-da, we had him ask him, so, Grandpa, do you think you would have had as much fun at home versus going to American House and going to that event?
And as many opportunities.
Right.
I mean, that's the key.
Yeah, and getting him to kind of, because it is a better thing for them. So it's not trying to force someone to do anything, but it's one of those things where, no, I don't think I would have had as much fun. Well, don't you want to have fun?
Right.
Come on. Come on. Grandpas just want to have fun. So, but that might be an issue in some places. I don't know.
Right.
So, but anywho. So moving on, and you guys have lots of great activities. What's the longest time you've had a resident?
22 years, I believe, is our longest resident.
Yeah.
Wow. 22 years.
Yeah.
What age did they come in at?
Oh, I want to guess she would have been early 60s.
Early 60s.
She would have been early 60s.
Yeah.
Well, that says something right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, is she still with you?
Or?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I know.
That is incredible.
We spoke with her this morning.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. She should just be the ambassador of American House.
Actually, she is one of our ambassadors for our new residents.
Well, talk about that. What's an ambassador do?
You know, just greets.
Greets new residents.
Okay.
Might, you know, point out some things to the residents, but is a all-around helper of some sorts.
So it kind of helps them get into the community.
Totally.
Right. It bridges that gap between, you know, coming from your house and living with us. It's
okay.
You know, it's like nobody wants to be the new girl on the block. So they help that. They help with that transition. And like we talked about earlier, you know, it's all about they've all done this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only experience I can, because I haven't lived in a community yet, but going to college.
Right.
It's the same thing. They're just like us, just a little older.
See, I'm weird. I always liked being the new person, but that's I'm just strange that way. Do you know what's funny, though? Because we do tell folks that, and something the adult children, you can tell me what you think of this. We advise a lot of the adult children that to have a successful transition, you know, the elder has to get involved in the community.
They don't.
You don't think so? I mean, if they're just going to be isolated in their room.
No, because you're still there. There might be that one activity that you like to enjoy. You don't have to come to six of them a day.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. Okay. But I'm saying, like, if what we tell the adult children to do is go over and go to bingo with mom.
Right. Maybe bingo's not, but maybe.
Well, whatever the case may be, you know.
Because you know,
she's
we
getting hard on me. Over
I know,
here,
but we
right?
offer so many options, and it's not right for everybody.
Right?
They just have to try things that are in their niche. And I agree with you.
But having adult children get involved and help with that transition, I think just you know.
And we do have so many events, you know, that we have a newsletter that goes out every month. You know, pick some of those. Pick something that they like to do. pick something new that they might like to experience.
For sure.
Just come visit.
And you guys have a lot of events where the families bring their grandkids.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about, let's say, you know, it's grandma's birthday.
We have a great place to have a birthday party.
Tell us about that.
We have, in our lower level, we have a huge room that if grandma can't come out, bring everybody to grandma. There's no charge to rent it. There's no charge for anything like that. You just have your party there because sometimes it's hard for the senior to get out.
For sure.
You know, to have this big party. We've had anniversary parties. We've had birthday parties. We've had communion parties. We've had you name it.
There was a 90th birthday celebration down there a couple Saturdays ago.
Really?
Yeah. Really, really nice.
So they can just bring their cake and party goods
their
in.
Their coffee, whatever
everything.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Their decorations, they decorate it. It's literally a banquet hall in the lower level where you could have 100 people down there. And
we have a bridge club that meets. You know, a couple of our
they
residents
make bridges?
Were. No, like card bridges.
Oh, okay.
But they still wanted to host their bridge club. So they host it at their new homes. No different. They just don't have to have the mess to clean up.
Right. And they don't have to go out in the snow and the slush like we had to today, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's a big thing where people don't realize that you do have arrangements for them so they can still have those precious get-togethers. Or grandma could, or mom or dad, whoever, could come with you. You can pick them up.
Absolutely.
Because you're an independent living community. Why don't you take a moment and explain what that means.
Well, this could be a long-winded explanation.
I was going to say, wait, do we have enough time?
Okay. Let me put a little thing on 50 words or less. Anyway, go ahead.
I can't do it in 50 words.
Our main building, the residents, what independent living would mean would be that they can come and go. They still can have a car if it's somebody that's still driving. If it's someone that's not driving, they can sign up and go on outings with a group of people on our bus. But they're free to come and go. If they don't want to go out of their apartment that day, they don't have to. They can stay in and watch talk shows all day if that's what they prefer to do. But the support is there should they need it. The support is there in the building where if there was an emergency that arose or if they want to come down for a meal or even have a meal delivered to their apartment, they can do that too. So the support is there, but they can freely come and go on vacation with the kids, go away with the daughter for the weekends, have the daughter come stay at their apartment. That's fine. It's just a independent living building with support there if needed.
And activities and food. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of – so if you had a daughter come in from out of town, she could spend the night with mom there?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. And here again, it's just going back that this is not a facility.
You're right.
I cannot stand that word.
And a beautiful apartment with services in a nutshell.
Right. See, they just need to drop that age down. That's what I think.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids are bombing it, so I'm going to go home tonight and say, all right, Nico and Allie, you got a few more years here. You got to go. So, and it would end that whole boomerang thing, right, of the kids coming back.
Oh, it would.
Yeah, see? You know, you can visit, but you just can't stay. All right. Now, at your and you guys have one of the coolest. You almost have like a compound.
We do.
It's amazing. You'd never know.
A campus.
Okay. Very mafioso compound.
I know.
Right? Okay. Campus. We'll go with campus. It's very PC. But it's so cool because you would never know it's there and it's huge.
No.
How many acres is your property?
Oh.
I'm going to guess. I don't know. I'm going to guess 7 to 10, I would guess. I don't know. I don't know acreage.
I don't know.
That's a what do you call it? That's a trick question.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't prep you for this.
No, you didn't.
I'm gonna. Yeah, that's. I don't know.
Well, we do
like
have. We do have three buildings on our campus.
We
would
do.
You be surprised if I told you it was 8.42?
Oh, I said
seven.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
No. Oh, see, you knew, and you were trying to trick.
It was a trick question.
I actually just made that number up just now. Just
okay, good
for the heck of it.
Good. Okay.
But you recently had a major construction thing going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
30 brand new villas that are independent that are in the center of the campus. The residents that are back in the villas, they are single story. Independent entrances, carports are available for them if they chose to. And the residents that are in the villas can add some services if they chose to, and they still can partake in activities and entertainment and come to church if they chose to the main building. So they've kind of got the best of both worlds, where they might not be needing all of the support systems that they could get in the main building, but they can take advantage of the fun stuff.
So they're almost like almost like condos with a country club feel.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
That's four words. That's now. that's this many. So, but it, so there, they're doing their own cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if they wanted to go over and have a meal at the
main. They can. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They don't feel like cooking that day, they can come over and.
So if they wanted to go out to eat. And
absolutely. Mm-hmm. They can go with our life enrichment director on any of the trips.
They do go with her.
They do.
What are some of the trips you guys do?
They just went down to the DIA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It was fabulous. She had a group that went down and from all three buildings that went down to the DIA. So
nice. And then they
she just took our bus and went down and had a fabulous afternoon.
Well, how cool is that? So that's kind of a neat setup. So you have your own private villa, basically a condo.
Mm-hmm, right?
Correct.
Villa does sound nicer, so we'll go with that. And you get all the amenities of the main building.
Right.
And you just kind of pick and choose as you go.
That's it.
Correct.
That is really neat.
Yeah.
Now, is that something you're – now, is that geared, targeted for a little younger –
not necessarily. I mean, there's a few that are younger back there, but not necessarily.
It's a 55 and over community.
Right, right.
So.
Right. But I could see where you would maybe draw in 56, 57, 58, where, you know, you have all those extra amenities.
Do you want me to give you the information now?
Yeah, we could give it to you, Rich.
I got a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. So I can't. And the dogs, do you guys allow pets?
Yes, absolutely. We're pet friendly.
Nice. Pet friendly.
Mm-hmm. So if that's a fear that's holding somebody back from moving, it's not a good one because they can bring their pet with them.
Better yet, you can borrow someone else's pet there.
Yeah. And, you know, all jokes aside, that's a big hit, too. When you see a little cute little puppy or something come through the building, you see all the residents kind of rally around that pet. So
it's
a good thing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very cool. Well, they've actually – it was the funniest thing because, you know, in this industry, as I'm seeing more and more, and I kind of talked about new buildings popping up with people that, and maybe they're great. I don't know. But as the demographics show the baby boomers getting older, we're getting tons and tons of people that have no background in this industry just jumping in, whether it's estate sales, real estate, senior communities, what every little facet you can imagine. And I saw a thing the other day, robotic pets for seniors. And it's little robotic dogs or cats, whatever you like. And they were talking about how it has the same impact on seniors and it's for relationships and blah, blah, blah. And do you remember that little silly dog pet when you were a kid and you push the button and it'd do the backflip?
Yes.
Basically, it was that just $500.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was a cha-ching. I mean, and I'm looking at this going, I don't think
so. Probably won't go over real well.
Oh, yeah. But they had these elders sitting around playing with it. You know, they're paid actors, so they're all smiling.
They're all smiling.
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, I'm going to name him Toto, and I can put magnets on him and put him on the fridge. This is great. So what kind of weird things have you seen coming into the industry? You've been in this a long time. I mean, you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes, we have seen a lot of changes.
A lot of changes.
People, what I see is people aren't making the decision early enough.
I would totally agree with
that.
That
is, and it's such a disservice. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if they come to our building and see what we're about, and I think they'll realize that it is a lifestyle.
Well, I think I'd like to put a challenge out there. I think they should come get your schedule.
Okay.
And they try to do that schedule at home for 30 days.
Oh, That's a good challenge. It'd be interesting.
It would be. There's no way possible. I mean, many hands make the load light.
Yes, absolutely. It does.
And by just and it's that quality of life. We're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't get that. I mean, it's like, okay, it's 6 a.m. I mean, I'm still shocked on how long that one lady's been with you. And I think it's fantastic. And she'll probably have a much longer and happier life by doing that than if she was at home. People get so hung up on a building. You know, I've lived in this building for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, you need a roof. You need a furnace.
Right.
And you need this and you need that. And you take all those costs involved. A senior.
And you still can take the stuff that's important to you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of techniques now, too. A lot of things to repurpose memories and to actually bring them out. That's something I go over in my seminars. Is a lot of people will have these memories. They're packed away. They never relive them because they're packed away. How do we consolidate them and get them out where you can relive them on a daily basis, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you one we did for American House in Southfield. It just happened to be an American House. This is not a paid advertisement for American House. It just happened to be. But this fellow, he was really big into cooking. And he had something like 600, 700, 800 cookbooks, okay? Well, you really couldn't bring that many cookbooks. Well, after having some discussions, it wasn't so much the cookbooks or cooking. It was the only time he cooked was for special occasions. Mm. So his son, first person in his family to graduate college, they didn't hire a caterer. They didn't go to a restaurant. He cooked. His wife, for their like 50th anniversary, didn't take her out to eat. He cooked her a special meal. So what we end up doing is taking those recipes with photos of that event and making shadow boxes. So when he walked into his apartment, he had 10 shadow boxes of all these events. So every day he could walk in and relive this.
Love that.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny. I felt like Oprah because this came up during one of my seminars there. And it was when they first came in, they assured me they had no issues. They were only there for the free lunch. And by halfway through it, we're like brainstorming. How can we, you know, let's get to the bottom of this and da, 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 da. But yeah, that's what he ended up doing. And every day he saw his picture of his son graduating. He saw his 50th anniversary. He saw the special meal when he introduced his first child to his family. And they had the recipe and photos. And how cool is that?
Oh, that's... That makes life worth living.
Right? Better than being in a shoebox under a bed?
Absolutely.
It makes me think of a family that took an electronic, photo frame.
Love them.
And put, I don't know how many photos, but 100 photos. And these are constantly changing and going in the living room
for those
the mom. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? That's really beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. You know, it's neat, too, is they have new ones that are hooked up like to my smart device. So I have one for my mom and dad. And what I can do, they're in Tennessee. So I'll snap a photo of my kid up here, upload it to their frame, and then it'll just pop up on their frame. And it'll be funny because they'll go, when did you do this? You know, and it's like, oh, that was 2 weeks ago, but it rotated around.
So you could be that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Right?
You could be.
I need to monetize this. By the way, we'll have the link to – no, we won't. But yeah, there's all kinds of things you can do, and those are the things – we're going back to our original topic. See how we segued around?
Wow.
Going back to our original topic of how to make the transition a positive experience.
Absolutely.
And taking the time as you're going through all that stuff in the house to relive those memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take time. Let's not – wait till there's an emergency and everyone rushes in and because I got to get back to my job and I flew in from Texas and da 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 and bring the 40-yard dumpster and da 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 da. No, take your time, go through it, repurpose it, really find those memories. Yeah, I got to do a downsizing seminar for you guys.
You do,
but but that's probably one of the biggest things to help that transition, eh?
Yeah. And you have to remember.
Most important.
Yeah.
And our building is such that they have huge walk-in closets plus storage in the basement. So they don't have to get rid of everything.
No, by no means. No means. Matter of fact, some of your walk-in closets are as big as some rooms I've seen.
Oh, they're fabulous.
Literally.
Yeah, they really are. And it's just
storage in our lower level.
and storage. But at the end of the day, I'm not a stuff guy. Don't bring all your stuff. Just
but
the precious memories.
But we can show them how to combine best of both worlds.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Absolutely.
You
got to
have some of your comfort things.
You do.
And bringing out those memories and having like the digital frames, having shadow boxes, having those things where they can really enjoy. Oh, my gosh. You know, I haven't looked at this in a while. It's up on my wall. But, yeah, that's the day I got engaged.
Right.
How cool is that? We've only got 5 minutes left. So a couple of things. Right.
But see, they can bring those to one of our reminiscent classes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
See, we had one for during June. We had everybody brought their wedding pictures down.
Nice.
Fabulous.
A show and tell.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
That was neat to
see. Just an event like that to bring those memories out.
And it was just, just to share your pictures.
Right. That's awesome. So. Now, they weren't grading them, though, were they?
No.
No, good. Now, I got to tell you, we hired a photographer for our wedding. Their camera stuck. We have one picture from our wedding. That's it. So I could go down. I could be part of that. Go, yo, there. That's what I got.
There you go. See?
Then Photoshop a lot, you know.
So. The conversation of photo makes me think about something that I think is pretty unique to all of our buildings. But we showcase in the community is a veterans wall.
Oh, yeah.
Where in all of the communities, there's a wall of the veterans, of their pictures of them. And I think that's something, too, when it's a resident that's moving in. If they are a veteran, they know they're going to be a part of that. And it's a conversation that they're going to have with their peers. And it's a nice thing.
Yeah, so adult children ask, you know, if they're a vet, I'm a vet, you know, talk to your mom or dad and say, hey, what would be the best picture to go up here? Now, we've only got a couple minutes, so real quick, you've invited people multiple times out to your resort community, not a facility.
Come on down.
Well, how the heck are they going to find you? Give us some contact info.
We are on Common Road in Roseville. Very conveniently located in between Grosbeck and Utica Road. Easy access from 696. And we would love to have anybody that is in our area or coming by.
And could they go to AmericanHouse.com and look under AmericanHouse.com?
Yeah, and it's going to show all of our locations and they can single-handedly pick out the right fit for them.
But now, remember, we have our chili cook-off March 28th, so I'm going to put a plug in.
Okay, for sure.
Anybody who wants to make a chili or come and just taste our fabulous chili, it all goes to a good cause. So we are doing an open invitation for March 28th
to come down.
How would they get information on that?
Well, we will have it posted on your website.
Yep.
We will get the flyer to you, and then they can respond to us.
There we go. And we'll put a link on this. And I just want to thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Sherry and
thank
Renee
for
coming out.
Us.
And if anything, if you're helping a loved one and the transition's a little difficult, reach out to any of us here. We're happy. Even if you don't need a realtor, call me. I'm happy to set and brainstorm with you, give some tips. I know Renee and Sherry, they have a real heart for this. They're happy to talk to you, too. But
and
the thing
they can
is,
always go on our website to contact us. It's www.AmericanHouse.com. And just there's a section in there that you can contact us. Even if you don't want to come see us yet and just want some information,
Please
reach out.
Perfect. And I think the biggest tips here, real quick to recap, don't feel guilty. Don't wait so long. And know that it's not a facility. It is a resort community. And on that note, who wants to hit my bell?
I want to hit it.
I want to hit it.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
How about that?
Go ahead. Class is dismissed.